Log Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Brooklyn Black. This is pregame part two. So for the next hour, we going over topics. I'm going to be playing the track that I played last show also. And, you know, we're going to be talking about, like I said, other topics, and we're going to be going in on a couple of new ones. All right, so right now our calling number is 347-857-4302. Be sure to check me out on Facebook, Twitter.com/Brooklyn Black. I follow back, you know. But if you come at me with negativity, I'm gonna roast you on the timeline. Like I said, big shout out to everybody who's listening, one who's a fan, all 302 of you guys. You know, I pay attention, I do the work. You know, me and my administrators, we call it, you know, I call them the Elite Eight. They're definitely doing their thing. They help me get the word out. They helping the pregame run how it runs, and everything like that. So I'm gonna give a big shout out to all of them. A big thank you to all of them. Big thank you to all of the fans. Like I said, all those who are listening out, all those who call and contribute and drop their 2 cents. I want to thank all of you guys for calling in, listening in, and participating in the chat rooms. You know, regardless of what it is you're doing, you know, I appreciate you guys for all of that. Big shout out to MC Leany Lean, who is in the building. I had the pleasure of being at her daughter's little shindig, the rainforest shindig, the Hawaiian shindig, the barbecue for the birthday. I was over there representing pregame radio, and the whole thing was a real good experience, real good night. So I want to thank her for that. Shout out to all her people out there, Bayside Queens, holding it down. Let's see. You know, you guys know the call-in number, 347-857-4302. While I'm at it, let me get into a couple of events, a couple of shout-outs, you know. Ladies who are listening, you know, you guys like to look good and wax, bikini wax and all that, and it's a painful thing, but y'all do it, you know, just to look good. But I'm here to tell y'all there's a way to do it, and it won't hurt. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to hurt yourself to look good anymore. Big. All you got to do is check out Hind El-Hakim. She's a certified cosmetologist. She came up with a new way to handle stuff, and that's called the cold wax method. Like I said, it's cold wax, you know. You want to check her out online. That's ehens@yahoo.com, or you check the website, which is sugar, sugarspany.com, Sugar Spa, New York. So check her out. First-time customers, they get a discount. You can call her up 917-790-9256. People in the Brooklyn area, Manhattan area, hey, I say it's actually worth the trip if you got kids. Give them something to do during the summer. Get their creative juices flowing. What I'm talking about is the Barking Cat Studios. That's located in 65 Bond Street, where they, by the way, is you make it, you take it. So it gives kids, you know, let, you know, be creative, be themselves, have fun, and, you know, they take their artwork home. So you want to check that out. That's BarkingCatStudios.net, BarkingCat Studio.net. I see we got a whole bunch of pregamers that are piling in. They're calling in. They're waiting to give their 2 cents, drop their knowledge, and see whatever they, you know, what's going on in their life. Also, too, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Bell Keith Communications. You know, check us out on Google. You know, Google us, all right? Also, too, you guys, you got cell phone bills out of control, and you wonder why, you know, you don't call nobody in Dominican Republic or nothing like that, but you got these high phone bills, and you want to get them crunched down, or, hey, you know, you're trying to put yourself out there, some type of a celebrity or something, and you need, you know, an image consultant. Well, these guys at Tough Wire Consulting, they handle that on all fronts. All right, so you want to get in contact with them. That's toughwire, toughwire@gmail.com. So you want to check those guys out, you can call them up now, 914-760-7100. If you don't get a response, leave a message, and someone definitely will get back to you. Mention pregame radio to get a discount off your first consulting fee. All right? So Let's touch on the topic that we covered last show. The text message thing, man. I'm still, I still find that, I find that, as one of the callers said earlier, cowardice. Like I said, back in the day, they would say I quit you or whatever, and that would be, at least it was face to face. You know what I'm saying? It was at least it was there. You had to look that person in the eye, that person you was gonna crush. You know what I'm saying? You had to do that. So I'm all with it like that. So callers, people in the chat room, if you're in the chat room, give me some of your opinions. If I see it, I'll read it on the air if you want to defend yourself. whatever, you call in and we could do that. But pretty much anybody that's in the call queue, you guys listening by your phone, if you got something you want to drop, some knowledge, a shout-out, something like that, Hour two is pretty much all for the listeners, those who may have missed first showing and things like that, pretty much to touch base and give everybody, refill their glasses, so to speak. So if you got something to say, you know how to get me. Hit one, call us up, 347-857-4302. Hit one if you want to talk, give a shout-out, or, whatever it is. So I'm going to give you guys a couple minutes, regroup. I'm going to be up in the chat room for a quick couple of seconds. While I do it, I'm going to play the new track of the week, which is Cocaine from Big Bucks, all right? This is a...
I'll do this nigga, he always trying to do, man.
The dead among the living.
Yeah, it's my money, nigga. Show you what my crew about. When it's time for beef, you bring them tools out. Two wolves to the cheat gang, I bring them fools out.
Bring them out.
Yeah, nothing is too easy to get a nigga done greasy, believe me. I keep them goonies on deck that keep checks like rap, and they banging for the set, for the set. I'm fucking around losing life. I murder with no problem, no pain, no strife. Shit, bitch banging, I earn stripes. Spit flame in the booth, I burn my shit, it's too light. Fuck, nobody doing bigger. I told you I'm on my shit, I'm grinding to get my shit up. Nigga, you straight bitch like your dick's up. Rashes on the groove like a tree.
You know the name, you know the game. You know I swing cocaine. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, 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 money, yeah. Yeah, we bought the money, man. You know the name, man. You know the game,
yeah.
You know I swing cocaine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we getting money, man.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we bought the money.
Okay, man. I'm so incredible. I'm feeling like a Jolly Green Giant, nigga. Pockets full of vegetables. New money, new swagger. Getting rich off the rock like Mick Jagger. Better stay in line for I piss bag ya. Really rap ya. Lead you to the wound before I scrap ya. Nigga, I twist your face like you're Dutch. I'm real dangerous when your ace is in my clutch. Nigga, what? I got that mugger on my mind. I-9, safe to stick. Yeah, I'm heavy on my grind. I'm heavy on the shine. Now those niggas can't stand me. In their eyes, they all blame me. Try to do me like they did Candy. Nah, never that. I'm married to the swindy. I keep the bitch handy. My angel in the sky called a Brandy. How you catch the bullets on the run like Brandy?
You know the name, you know the game. You know I swing cocaine. Yeah, yeah, we getting money, nigga. Yeah, yeah, we bout the money, nigga. You know the name, you know the game. You know I swing cocaine.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we getting money, nigga. Yeah, yeah, we bout the money, nigga.
All right, what's going on? We are back up in the pregame. This is hour two. I'm really feeling it. We got, you know, and about 50 minutes left in programming, you know. So, like I said, this is pretty much all, you know, for you guys. You know, like I said, we just going to touch base on some other things. Look like F came back, you know. See, that's why with her late ass, she always, you know, take long on the coffee break and all that. She was supposed to come back here 10 minutes ago, and she was just out lollygagging or whatever. F, where you been, son?
Let me tell you, first of all, hold on. First of all, I've been on the phone listening. I just didn't press one because I was maneuvering. I had to shut the computer off and restart it because the whole shit just spazzed out on me. And if you check your phone, see, I don't know about your BlackBerry, but my BlackBerry allows me to be on the phone and then log out from the homepage and go back and look at my other stuff. I sent you a picture of what happened to the computer. So now you take that back about me being late. I was here on time.
No, that ain't gonna happen because you're still late again anyway. So,
Shut up, son.
So, you know, like I said, pretty much, you know, our tour, this is for, you know, all the administrators, you know, for the administrators, the fans, you know, pretty much call in, say what's up, get the word out to everybody else if they're doing something big, got an event, something like that, while still touching on some other subject, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm going to shout your business out, Eb. You know, Eb's Cheesecakes. Check her out, ebonywriter@yahoo.com. That's ebonywriter@yahoo.com. All right. Check her out. Mention Pregame Radio. You know, get a nice little discount off your cakes. Got to be at least a 2-cake order, though. And we get you all out good. You know, and get you getting some nice, delectable, home-cooked baked goods for the summer.
I even have a recipe for those of you who are on a diet and are trying to stay away from the sugar and the crust. I have a recipe for you as well. Hit me up.
Okay, okay. So she got a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'm not even messing with her.
No, I don't. Oh, well, let me. Well, yes, I'm going to have a whole bunch of things going on because as of yesterday, I was officially laid off from my job in the city of New York. I had been there for 12 years. I'm grateful for the things that I was able to learn and the people that I was able to share that time with. I've met some amazing people. As with any job, I also met people that I could have done without meeting. But that's all right, too. They had their purpose in my existence, and so that's what's up. But, yes, I have been officially laid off. I'm not looking for work currently at the time. I believe I'm going to enjoy the summer. Maybe around September, October, I'll get back to grinding again. But in the meantime, you can hit me up for those cheesecakes or yellow cake as well. I do dabble in that, too.
Okay, so definitely hit it up for those, you know, anything like that. Let's see. All right, we got another admin. We got G on the line. G, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good, Black? What's good, Abs? Abs, I really need to get at you with some cheesecake.
Oh, you feeling the cheesecake? You want to order the cheesecake?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to need like four of them things. I'm going to help you out. Don't even worry about being laid off.
Look, do I sound worried? Real talk. Well, you know what to do. Hit me up.
I got you.
All right. That's what's up.
So, you know, you hit up on there, get the thing going. And, you know, and you can tell people rocking how good the Brooklyn cheesecake is, right?
Oh, you already know.
And I ain't making nobody walk across no bridge for shit.
I was about to ask you, how are we doing the shipping?
Oh, don't worry. I got you with the shipping.
Yeah, we got to take another caller. We got to take a caller calling out at the 718. 718, you are live in the pregame. Tell me who you are and who you calling from.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah.
It's Queen of Swords. How you doing?
What's up, Queen?
I woke up just to show y'all some love.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It is appreciated.
I didn't hear your name, wasn't it?
That's Queen of Vernon.
Black? Queen of
Yes, Black.
I ain't hear you. This ain't the normal number she be calling on, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm not home, that's why. Please. I'm at work.
Mm-hmm. And you were sleeping? Oh, I hope your boss heard that. I hope your boss heard that. You at work.
You sound like you just got up out of bed, mama.
I did. I woke up just to show some love.
And you went back to sleep on the job.
So what job are you doing that you working late hours on a Saturday?
Babysitting.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wow.
That's
what's up.
Huh?
The kid got to be in bed, she said. She just woke up.
Yeah,
Jesus
just
Christ.
Woke up to show some love. I went to bed like 8 or 9, and then I'm like, let me get up and show some love.
Them kids must go to bed early over there. You watching.
It's actually
up. For those who don't know, Queen of Swords, she got the whole alkaline water thing going, so get some of that. Get your soul right and practice your metaphysics, you know what I mean?
Give out her email.
Is your cheesecake better than Junior's?
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, she's on the line. She can give her email.
Yeah, Queen, to give out your email so people can hit you up for the alkaline water.
It's SIM Love 28@AOL.com.
AOL, God damn, get with the times.
I know. I don't even have text messaging, yo.
Yo, that's what you
do. You don't
think
you're playing.
What small village you live in?
I know, I'll be in seclusion, that's why. I'll be living.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. So what's the topic?
Well, we've had several topics. Oh, go ahead, Black. Do your thing.
Well, we had a couple, like, well, would you break up with it? You don't have text messaging, so I don't know. Let me see.
Well, if she did, she could still answer the question.
All right, if you did have text messaging, would you break up with your man over text messaging?
If he's a psycho, yeah.
So it has to be a extenuating circumstance, right? I mean, breaking up with someone by text, depending on the situation, is okay, right?
Yeah, if he's crazy and, you know, if you say it in person, he might act like a maniac, then yes. If not, then you got to say it face-to-face.
Okay,
but would you at least, so say if you can't see him face-to-face, would you at least call him? So, like, he can physically hear you say, yo.
Yeah, I think it's good to do it like that, yeah. Of course.
Thank you. Where was she last show? Oh, yeah, she was asleep. But, oh, my Jesus. Like, that's something I've been trying to get across to people the whole damn show. But people like Abs, you all, no, I've done it this way.
Yes, I have broken up with people over the phone. Or what have you, not in person, and not because I'm classless or corny or need to get a life. It was strictly because that's what the end of the relationship dictated I do to the person. It was a wrap. There was no need for me to see you in person. It was no need for none of that because it was already a done deal. Okay? So, I mean, like I said, that's what that particular situation, that situation called for. That was the response to that situation. Now, other situations where I've broken up with people, no, it was a face-to-face thing. I've even had one person where it was a mutual thing. You know, it was like, yo, it ain't going nowhere. But that's because that's what that relationship dictated. So when I say that, yeah, it's okay to do it by text or you could do it by text or over the phone or send a fucking telegram, however you decide. It depends on what that situation dictated. And we can't speak or be opinionated about or generalize it because we know for a fact there's all types of situations and relationships, and we know that they all end in different kinds of ways.
Okay, but still and all, like I said.
Can we agree to disagree and move on from this shit, okay? Real talk.
Fine, we agree
next
to disagree
topic.
And move on from this, how you see it.
I mean, because you up here sounding like apparently somebody broke up with your ass over the text, and you sounding salty about this shit. I mean, is that what the situation is? If so, then, I mean, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
How long y'all was talking about this? 2 days? Well, what happened?
No, just for hour ago.
Rocking out of your mind. But anyway, anybody want to go out tomorrow night? You guys want to go to Table Service Sunday? It's going down at 64 Roots on 1st Street in the Village. You know, they got 2-for-1 drinks, guest, LA's free until 1 a.m., guest, and gents are free till 12. All right, 2-for-1 drinks, casual dress code at the door. All right?
No.
So, all right, let me see. Let's see another one.
It's going to cause an echo, and I'm going to be hearing you speak.
What's up?
I don't think she was talking to you, Black.
So I guess she should be talking to someone else. Okay. Yeah, we see these people, you know, they done blown up, you know, like they done got the wackest song or, you know, whatever. So which kind of lays the question to me, what's the price of fame nowadays? Like, what price are they paying just to get rich and do all of this, and they putting out mediocre bullshit? I'm not even talking about just music artists. I'm talking even actors, these reality stars, all of them. Like, what is it that they giving up?
They giving up. You know why they do it?
You know, granted, some of them work. You know, they work hard, they grind, and they get all their own shit out. You know, granted, they do that. Some of them do. But you know, most of these dudes, they blow up overnight for some wild reason.
Mm-hmm. Giving up something.
Well, that's because they have a catchy hook or a catchy chorus. It's sing-songy. They usually use something, a beat or a tune that you already familiar with and already like, so it's not that hard to not get into it. And as long as you have people that are going to support by getting the CDs, by downloading and going to the shows, and as long as people keep doing that, then they're gonna keep doing what they're doing. There's always an audience for certain bullshit. Always.
See, G, what you feeling on that? You being a fan of hip hop and pretty much of pop culture, and like I said, I wasn't just going on with the artists, like I said, these are the actors, the reality stars, all that, you know, whoever, just the people that get famous for no reason at all.
Man, to be honest, if I knew the answer to that one, I'd be one of them dudes, man. I just don't get it.
Well, what do you think it is, though? You know, like, of course, if we knew what that answer was, of course, we all have, you know, Rolls Royces and our drivers and all that, but what do you think they giving up?
For one thing, a lot of them giving up their souls. They giving up who they were in the past to be someone new. And I can respect that. I mean, some industries, some labels, some companies are trying to mold the next big star. You got to be down for that from the start. Some of these dudes really just don't deserve it. I see a lot of people out there on their grind, a lot of people out there trying to make a name for themselves, and they don't even get a shot. They don't even get a chance. But they pick off Lil Romeo from somewhere, and bam, he's an overnight success.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Little Romeo is riding his pop's coattails, which I don't understand because he's been done. So I don't know what the hell that shit is about.
Well, the reason why I put it out there is because I was reading a blog yesterday, and we haven't heard from him because he's been balling. He's been playing ball supposedly for some school out in Cali, USC, I think, and they were saying how the dude was trash, how the dude's garbage. He's been there for 2 years and played 8 games. I get a scholarship for that. Little nigga is 5'4", and he got a balling scholarship. Well, all the money his father got.
Because of who his pops is. Because of who his pops is.
Who his pops
that's
is?
Man.
Who's his father anyway?
You don't know who his father is? His father is Percy Miller.
All right, 347-857-4302.
Oh, and yo, and you know what's fucked up? I can't even think of the nigga state.
347-857-4302 is the number, you know, if you want to call in. And, you know, voice your opinions. Also, I'm going to throw just some out there randomly to you guys. Yo, let me know what are some of your worst pregame experiences. You dig, like, you know, you guys pregaming, you know, out drinking with the people, drinking with your homies.
Oh, I got
and all
one.
That
you on that one.
I mean, what are some of your Like, you know, if you don't want to get too into it because it's embarrassing or whatever, cool. But, you know, let's do the funny. Let's poke fun. You know what I mean? We got 35 minutes left in the program. You know what I mean? Let's see what's going on and anything like that. Gee, I know you got what's up.
Man, listen, I got a bad story, bruh. Like you said before on the first show, you told everyone I was out there doing my thing in Iraq a couple years ago. I came home real quick for a little bit of R&R for 2 weeks. One of my homegirls down in Jersey was celebrating her 21st. So I went out there and tried to show some love. Everyone was like, yo, come through to the pregame, bring a bottle, bring your own stuff. So I went to the liquor store and bought a bottle of SoCo. The 100 proof, 120 proof. Showed up to the party.
Oh,
nobody wanted to drink it. I spent $70 in that bottle, man. I wasn't going to let it go to waste. We only had, like, what, hour and a half of pregame? So I polished off half that bottle to the face. We all slide through, get ready to go to the club. I think it was Pasha in the city. Man, I ain't making 20 minutes in that bitch, man. My boy came through from Rockland, showed some love. He said he went in there. He seen me at the bar doing my thing, turned around, spoke to the chick, turned around, looked at me again. I was on the ground.
Wow.
Vern, you know me.
Oh,
I'm 6'5". Wow. I'm 6'5". I'm 240 pounds. Pure solid beast. He said the bouncer picked me up by one arm, put me over his shoulder, and dragged me outside the bar.
Wow.
I want to be that nigga.
It was a mess.
Shit.
I'm going to think that, too.
Don't worry, though. I ain't never having it again.
You got a crazy pregame story?
What was the name of that liquor you
said? I have a crazy story.
SoCo, 120 proof.
That's another comfort for those who don't know.
That's
for those who don't know.
That's crazy.
So, Quino, you got a crazy pregamer?
Yeah, I have a crazy story. It's kind of funny. I have a crazy story, yes. One day I was rushing to go to work, right?
Pregamer before?
I was rushing to go to work, but I had to wait for the key span to turn on my gas because I had just got my crib, and I was rushing to go to work after the guy hooked up the gas, so... I'm on the train on the way to work, and I see people looking at me. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe they think I'm cute. That's why they're looking. I don't know why they're looking. So everybody looking at me. So I'm checking in the mirror to see if I have any boogers in my nose. Like, why are they looking at me like that? And then all of a sudden, I look down and I realize I had on two different shoes.
Wow.
And one was high heel and one was low heel.
Wow.
One was high heel and one was low heel.
Mm-mm. You didn't feel a difference when you were walking?
No. And I was sober.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And I had on two different shoes. I was so
embarrassed. So do you have a story when you were drinking and something crazy and funny happened? Because that's pretty much the topic right now.
Well, I went to a bar and I told a guy to make me the strongest drink. I didn't care what it was, and he just put mad liquor together. I think it was the Cosmos something. I don't know what. I don't even know what it was. It was just everything strong.
Probably Long Island.
And then the next thing you know, I was coming out of a cab. That's all I remember. I was so messed up. The people in the club had to put me in a cab. Like, I blacked out.
Oh, wow.
I blacked
That's
out.
Crazy.
Like,
Well,
not
you,
a good look.
When you go to the club or you go to the bar, you say, make me the strongest thing or make me something that'll fuck me up. You get what you ask for because you're going to pay them, and you know, if they get you drunk enough, you want to give them all your money.
But that's his responsibility to make sure. That's their responsibility to
make
sure.
You know what you're asking for. We got another caller calling out at a 347. 347, you live in the pregame. Tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this is Kyle from Brooklyn. You hear me?
Okay, what's going on, Kyle?
Ain't shit. Just listening to the show, seeing what's up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you've been on for a minute, you know we're talking about, you know, crazy pregame stories. Now.
they already left.
We already know your story, Kyle.
You got the hand up, so, you know, and no one can tell your story better than you. You know what I mean?
I have a few, but I won't name the recent one. I'll name one way back.
Wow, so you've had more than one.
Yes, I have plenty, and liquor really hasn't been my friend over the years.
Damn, my nigga Kyle hasn't learned the lesson.
That man is a free game. Give
us
a round of applause.
You
shot more than one pregame story.
It's like a stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Come on,
give us a pregame story. All right, I think it was probably like 2 years ago or such. Like, I wasn't a drinker back then. I went to my friend's house. We bought, like, this big-ass bottle of Georgie. We had some Red Bull, right? So he's just chilling in his room and shit. Like, he's just listening to music on the computer. Then, like, I just start feeling bad. I'm like, yo, I think I need to go home. He's like, no, chill, just stay for me. I'm like, all right. I'm like, yo, I don't feel good, son. I don't think this ain't going to end night. So all of a sudden, I just threw up on a nigga computer, threw up on his bed. He tried to put me in the bathroom. I threw up in the bathroom. Like, his mom didn't come home yet. He's trying to call the cab. He's freaking out. I threw up in the taxi cab. The driver's like, get out of my cab. I can't believe this. Like, he's slipping out. Like, the whole back season. Like, I didn't know I could throw up so much. You know, it's crazy. And all I know is...
That's probably the reason why you stay so slim, son.
Yeah, no. Nah, but after that, I just said, you know what? I'm gonna be a trooper. I'm gonna just walk it off. But I blacked out, and I woke up, like, probably like an hour later in the park.
Wow.
On a park bench.
Wow. Yo, did you have change in the cup in front of you?
Huh?
Did you have any change in the cup in front of you?
Nah, man. It was just... I don't know how it happened, though. I blacked out. I woke up on the bench. Matter of fact, somebody woke me up.
You drunk and you blacked out. You dig what I'm saying? But, you know, and I know, matter of fact, yo, Ab, you got a pregame story, son?
Man, listen. I got stories that I don't even want to tell. But I'll give you one. Let me see. Well, you know that back in the days, every Friday used to be ladies' night at my house, and me and my girls would get together and hang out, and we'd drink, and we'd play cards, we'd cook, you know.
Yeah, shout out to Nick and Lee, wherever they at.
Yes. My sisters from Other Misters. What's up, y'all? So it just happened to be one night we were across the street at someone else's house. And we were drinking. We were playing some kind of card game. And just the matter, the point is when you lost, you had to drink a shot or whatever it was that was mixed together. Okay, so it was winter time. It was almost Christmas time because the people on the block had their Christmas lights up and stuff. So I remember being drunk, and I remember being hot and saying, yo, I need to go outside. I need some fresh air. So, you know, everybody's like, you know, well, come on, let's put our coat on. I'm like, put a coat on, it's too damn hot for a coat. So it's like about maybe 17 degrees, and I'm standing outside in a T-shirt, right? So this is what they told me. I barely remember. But I started going to the different houses and doing commentary on whatever Christmas decorations that they had up, lights and so on and so forth. Then at some point I decided that I wanted to fight Kyle and Josh, is my son's their father. So I came home with my entourage in tow. I came home and, you know, I left my key. So I knocked on the door. He came to the door. The first thing I remember is slapping him and him saying, oh, shit, you know, what happened? I remember kept trying to fight him. And I remember them laughing at me because, you know, when you're drunk, not even do you slur your speech, but your reaction time to movement is kind of off, too. Mm-hmm. So at some point, we were by the staircase, and I got to give props to my girl, Nick, the other Nick, because she more or less saved me from having a dent in my head or a gash in my head or crack in my skull. What wound up happening was we were at the top of the stairs, and I went to swing at Colin Josh's pop, and he ducked, and I wound up doing one of those all-the-way-around swings. Uh-huh. And she grabbed me, and her and I went down the whole flight of stairs.
Damn.
at the bottom of the stairs was a radiator, and if she hadn't put her hand up, I would have hit my head on that radiator. To this day, she still has problems with her arm when it gets cold. Nick, thank you. I love you.
You probably could have died.
Oh, wow. You done got a homie messed up and all that because of your drunk escapades.
Listen, I can tell you stories involving weapons. I can tell you all types of stuff. Okay.
Oh, my God. I got another one, too, but it's my.
Another caller, see what they talking about, and then I'm going to give you guys one of my pregame stories because I got a couple myself, all right?
And I got pictures of some of your pregame stories.
Uh-oh.
607, what's good? You alive?
Yo, what's poppin', Brooklyn back? What's going on? It's the kid Lucky Me. How you doing, man?
Hi,
hey,
what's going on, man?
How you doing? What's going on, y'all? I'm just taking it easy and just listening in and all that. You know what I'm saying? Showing y'all some love. How you doing, Ms. Ab?
Yo, what's poppin'? I see you was getting your coke on. I mean, your cook on earlier.
You silly. No, I'm just, you know, just trying to do what I do, you know. I'm just trying to, you know. They say that men are the best cooks in the world, so I'm just trying to, you know,
yeah,
step up
to
that.
They are.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
So
look,
I'm trying to get Brooklyn Black,
you
know what I'm saying, co-star or be a guest star on her cooking, you know, but, you know.
Oh, that's what's up. And look, I can give Brooklyn Black a recipe to bring on the show. That's what's up.
Yeah, like one of those cheesecakes.
Yeah, look, that's what's up. I got you.
I got you.
Brooklyn Black's going to be on the hook cooking season 2 with the cheesecake with Ab, and that's how we're going to do it. But, yo, look, let me know. You got a pregame story. You going around the snow bunnies and you being up in Elmira, you got to have a drunken night story for the show.
Well, I mean, it's funny. One drunken story I can kind of remember. Like, I'm not really a big drinker, but when I used to live in Nyack, whatever, Rockin' County, New City Stand Up, I used to throw these little parties for the snow bunnies and all that. And I was just doing what I do, and I was hanging out with this little lady, this girl Colleen, and she was like, "Yeah, Luck, you gotta loosen up. We're gonna get you drunk tonight, whatever." I'm like, "Nah, chill, you hot." So I'm sitting here. And she passed me a drink, and she's like, "Do it for me." I was like, "All right." So you know how snow bunnies got me. So I'm sipping, and for some reason, I'm looking at her. I'm like, she's looking amazingly attractive tonight. And I'm just she poured me another cup, and I'm finishing them. You know what I'm saying? And then I just like, "Yo, I said, yo, will you marry me?" And
wow,
real talk. She said, yes. She said, "Yeah, I married you, Lucky Me." Now, you know, you figure you say these things and you're in a drunk space or whatever. And so, all right. But I kind of, like, started catching feelings for her and all that. But then the next morning, the alcohol was you know, wearing off. And I was like, "Yo, I was bugging last night." The next day, the previous night I had told her, like, "Yo, I like my girls to have 2 French braids going to the back or whatever so I can pull their hair and all that." Just talking sexy. And the next day she popped up. Like, we was really married. Like, she popped up. She bought a fitted. She had both her hairs and 2 big cornrows going to the back. She was like, "Hi, hubby," or whatever. And,
Colleen,
if you look, man. Shout out to Colleen from New City. And,
Y'all really got married?
We got married like in our room, and I kind of got down on one knee and all that, and she said, "Yeah." But we don't know anything. That's the reason why I don't drink. I don't drink like that.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
But that would be, you know, that would be an awesome reason. Well, yeah, that would come with the craziest story.
Only in Rockland.
You guys on the Ash Promise thing, and it's funny that Eb had mentioned stairs in this one. This one also involves ebony and stairs.
Uh-oh.
You know, one time, the homie Brother Panic, he had stopped by, shout out to Brother Panic and the Panic Pack. And, you know, we used to get in with Apollo, and for some reason, Eb won a wrestle.
That's not true.
But somehow we end up out of her living room to the top of her stairs. And all I remember is I'm waking up, and my cousin's standing over me. Why? Because I'm at the bottom of the stairs. Why?
Because
she pushed me down the stairs.
Oh, and she pushed you?
He pushed me down.
Yo,
why
did
you
say? I didn't push you
down. I remember that.
In the pregame to verify this.
Apollo.
I remember that.
Yo, that is not true.
Babe, you get violent when you drink.
Yes.
Yo,
so I know not to drink.
That's why I don't drink. I'm already mean as it is. That alcohol does nothing but add fuel to the fire. Okay? Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? And hell, I'll even tell you another one. This one's imagined, but okay, I'm too cool to be embarrassed like a wise man once told me. New Year's. This past New Year's.
Oh, God.
Check it out. I went to the neighbor's house. Ain't even drink.
So you need to speak up, telling his story, son.
I had like maybe two shots. Drink of water the whole night. Them one, two drinks did something to me. Let me tell you, free gamers, all right? I don't even remember this, but what I've been told from reliable sources is I made it somehow from my room to Ebb's spot. Trying to use the bathroom and somehow stripped butt naked and ran through a living room.
And not only did he, not only was he butt ass naked, right?
Mm-hmm.
My 13-year-old niece,
oh,
or 14, was on the couch sleep, okay? She woke up to find this nigga standing butt ass naked in the living room. So she jumped up and went in the kitchen. He ran in the bathroom. And when you walk in my bathroom, being that he's, you know, a big dude, what are you running, like 6'2", 6'1", something like that?
I'm six even.
Okay, he's 6 feet even. I had these shelves on my wall where I kept little glasses and rocks and, you know, things of that nature. And he knocked it off the wall. That's what startled me and woke me up. So I jumped up. I run out in the living room. I see my niece standing in the kitchen with her eyes big as saucers, shaking her head back and forth like, no. I'm like, what happened? She was like, all she could do was shake her head, no. Next thing I know, I'm like, where did that noise come from? And she pointed to the bathroom. I open the bathroom door. Who's standing there in all his butt-naked, ashy glory? My brother, Booking Black.
That's crazy.
My brother, Booking Black, who was drunk but still had some modesty about him because he didn't want me to see him naked and at that point pushed me out the bathroom and shut the door back.
At least he wasn't.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, like
I changed your pampers. I already know.
Okay. Now, I don't remember none of that shit, but like I said, I put that out there. You know, we get the laughter going, get the banter up. You know what I'm saying? And
Damn, man, I hope you never run for office.
I said everybody got a drunk story, you know what I mean? And that's just how it goes down. We got 15 minutes left. I want to give a shout-out to toughstarmedia.com, MrNewCity.com. Check me out on YouTube, youtube.com/BrooklynBLK. That's where I do all my show updates, you know, give all you guys the word on what's going on for the following week and XYZ. Also, to check out, like I said, Hood Cooking Season 2, as it's been confirmed on the pregame, me and Ed will be on there with a cheesecake recipe, getting it good for the baked goods on Season 2 of Hood Cooking. Also, to get your alkaline water from Queen of Swords. She already told you how to get in contact with her, but best way is through Facebook. All right, we got about 15 minutes left in showtime, you know. all right. What's up with the, matter of fact, we got looking a lot of luck. What's your whole thing on the pimp dude in Jersey?
Oh, that's his real hair.
And it's serving 18 years. Yeah, you guys thought I forgot about this. Yeah, I'm going.
Somebody put me on. I'm unfamiliar with this story.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost myself.
Yo, all I gotta say is that his real hair.
Okay, Black, put us on to the pimp story because I've never heard of this.
Yeah, me neither. I didn't hear
right.
nothing about it.
It's on his own
page. Jersey, there was this dude by the name of Alan Brown, a.k.a. Prince. If you guys go to my Facebook profile right now, there's
mm-hmm.
a picture of him. He has the craziest finger wave, hair net, Shaolin monk hair dude that you will ever see. But anyway, he had a family-run prostitution business.
That's
what's up. The movers and shakers were all family. His mama, cousins, brother, sister, all that good shit, right? Recently, they all got popped. And, of course, you know, police knew he was ringleader, but he tried to pull a Nino Brown on the stand and called Kareem Akbar. But this Kareem Akbar was his mother.
Oh.
Now,
I don't know
about how deep in your mother is, yo. That's your mother, yo. My moms could have killed 30 motherfuckers, and I witnessed 28 of them. And they said, we're going to pay you unless you give us who did these. I'm not saying shit. You dig? That's my mother.
Mm-hmm.
So he snitched on his mom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck my pops. I give him up in a heartbeat, but I'm telling you, that's my mom. You know, they moms mostly got different relationships, but 8 out of 10, the moms is, you know, she's the one that was there when pops wanted to run the streets and do X, Y, Z. You know, if she puts you on the game, she puts you on the game, but you don't give up your mother.
He looked like he was going to try.
As a mother, how do you feel on that?
Well, wow. Maybe she told him to. Maybe she said, son, I don't want to see you go down for this. You know, maybe he had a record.
He still got 18 years just like anybody else.
What, say it again?
He still got 18 years like anybody else. It wasn't like he was able to walk or he
Well, well, that was, well, that was, well, his 18 years was strictly, I'm sure that was a conspiracy.
Yeah, why they give
okay?
him so much years?
He probably got that time on conspiracy to, you know, promote prostitution and or whatever. Because I'm sure if it was prostitution, there was drugs too. Okay,
maybe
those shit usually go hand in hand. And if it's a family business, then you know, I'm sure other members had to branch out, you know, do their own thing. You know, the cousins did the coke,
yeah, like
you
I
know,
said,
the aunt did her on.
Everybody
I don't know. Look, look.
Everybody's flat out. They got the
18. If I told my son, look, if I told my son, yo, just go ahead and say that I'm the boss. This is what I want you to do. This is what I need you to do. You know, maybe it was part of her legal strategy. I don't know. If he just snitched just to be snitching on his mom, well, there is, what does it say? How does the saying go? There's no honesty among thieves. So, okay? Real talk.
That's crazy.
All right, so,
mm-hmm.
All right, so look, where you at with that one?
It's one of those things, like you know how I feel about my mom, so whatever, as far as this whole different story, but that's just crazy that the family is in the business together. Like, everybody all pitching in, and that's crazy within itself. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of speechless. I'm sitting here, and I'm like, yo, it's crazy. People are crazy. It's a black family, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we be bugging
yeah,
sometimes. Yeah, we be bugging.
Well, you know what? I'm sure if it was a family thing, I mean, in all reality, you know, sometimes, no, you can't depend on or trust your family. But, in, you know, real talk, who's to say that, you know, it didn't start with his pop and his mom's picked up the business and, you know, everybody
mm-hmm.
else's. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't know. I would prefer if I was doing something that I know especially was illegal, you know, or corrupt in some kind of way. Of course, the only people that I would trust to be around me is my family. My family and very close friends. But with that, you know, usually your family be the first one to do it to you. So, I mean,
exactly. Have we forgotten the 10 crack commandments?
Okay.
Money and blood don't mix.
Never.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know. My brother's a pimp, and I'll be helping him out with information.
Yeah, Craig.
You know, that's what's up. He doing the damn thing, right?
I'll be telling him how to dress the girls
that's
and everything.
That's where I'm at with it. So, anybody call in with your views on that? Like, if there's anything else that you may have heard us cover tonight, 347-857-4302. Also, too, check out Chrome Lounge Tuesday nights. You got some of the after work thing going down, $10 all night. for bottle specials, hit up dierichladies@gmail.com. Everything spelled out exactly how I said it, dierichladies@gmail.com. Hit them up for your party info and everything like that.
Yo, Brooklyn Black.
I don't know. I'm still, I don't know. Go ahead. What do you think on that?
I mean, I don't want to just jump around, though, but you were saying that if there's some things that people ain't touch or whatever, but what about that topic that I called you about the other night, about my baby mother?
Uh-oh.
Okay, so, all right, so
what
go ahead.
With the baby mother?
Nothing but the baby mama.
All right, let me tell you this. I haven't spoken to my baby mother since November. And she hits me up, and this is what she says to me. She said, listen, I ain't trying to hit you up for no child support or nothing. I don't really ask you for nothing. I don't really bother you, which she does. She said, I need a big favor. So I'm like, what's the favor? She said, listen, I seen the paperwork. Just, you know, I just need a favor. I'm like, what's the favor? She want me to, she want to do the artificial, we call that insemination thing or whatever, where I masturbate into a cup and they take my semen and they inject it to her. Now, her reasoning behind it is because she don't want to be a statistic, and she want to, you know, have both. She's ready for another child. My son is 4. She's ready for another child, and she don't want different baby fathers. And she's like, listen, I'll give you anything you want. I'll give you money or whatever. I'm like, nah, miss, I'm not trying to do this. She's like, I need this. Just think about it, and then, you know, I'll call you in a month, and hung up on me.
Wow.
Tell her that she got to give it up.
What happened?
Now my thing like this, part of me for thinking, you know, twist or whatever, but why would she go through all of this medical procedure when she could just fuck you? You know what I mean? Like, pardon, you know, the vulgarity, but when y'all
because
just
I just don't get, because she know I just don't get her on special. That's why she know I'm special. She just can't get out. Okay, I don't get that thing away like that. You know, you gotta make appointments.
I think she really want to do it if she's front.
But still, like, why doesn't she just arrange it so you guys could just get together, you know, have the wham-bam thing to them, and then do it like that instead of going and you being open the cup and they shooting it up?
I'm not feeling that like that. I had to fake it in the past, my nigga. I'm keeping real with you. Like, we...
Oh, that shit is whack. I don't know why she would even listen. Dude barely likes you. So why would you want to have another child? This is serious. This is the child's life.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, the child deserves to have the pops around all the time, not be stuck with your ass all the time. And Lucky's making his moves and doing his thing. If he was ready for another kid, then that's what he would be working on. But that's not on the agenda right now. Why would you even want to do that? I mean, is she really financially secure so that that she can't get WIC or she can't get food stamps or any of that other shit, she got to spend $10 for a can of milk? I mean, she good like that? She straight?
It's like $10,000 to do that.
To manage the child like that? I mean, and wouldn't you have a problem with just, you know, come on.
Listen, I kind of was like, I looked at it like, all right, initially you hear it, you like, only stuff like this happen in the movies, and then you're like, all right, but then as me, stuff like this always happens to me. So I'm like, first of all, I'm like, where your mind at? Like, as a female, you know what I'm saying? Why are you thinking? You know what I'm saying? She's like, and this is what she said, and I didn't even give it everything out that she said, but she was just like, you know, I don't have to tell nobody. If you have a girlfriend, just be our secret. The paperwork states that, you know, if I try to take for child support, I can go to jail. And I'm like, yo, you really gave this shit some thought, didn't you?
Nah, man.
Yo, my thing is this.
Why
would you want to bring another child in this world knowing that the father's not going to be involved? I mean, when you all had the first kid, she ain't know how y'all were going to turn out. But now she knows you ain't going to be involved. Why would you want to bring another kid in this world without his father?
I think it may be, I gave it some thought, and I'm like, could it be that, you know, she may want that extra $200 on the food stamps or whatever she gets?
Yeah, extra $200 on the food stamps.
Yo, that's crazy. And if that's the case, then that's really, really stupid.
Pathetic.
And you shouldn't want to have a kid with somebody like that anyway. That just makes no sense. And then you wind up despising a child because you can't take care of the kid the way you want to or the way you need to. So, and then you got that kid, you know, you have that child growing up looking at you like, well, you know, why'd you even bother
you know, in the first place. And just because you didn't want to be a statistic, that sounds stupid. Who's
she is going to be a statistic?
Don't, you cannot let, you can't let a westernized civilization dictate to you how you do your shit. You know, you don't have to have a white. It's not mandatory for you to feel, to be a person, to be human. You got to have a house, and you got to have a certain kind of job, and you got to do this, that, and the third. Nah, that's a European way of thinking. You do you how you got to do you. Shit, if you want to have four baby fathers, then as long as each four of them baby fathers is taking care of them four babies, then you good. You good. It don't matter. You, if you fall in love with five, six different people, then that's what it is. You decide to have a child with them, that's what it is. But just because you don't want to be a statistic, that shit just sounds ridiculous. That shit sounds.
I think she was trying to trap me. I think she was like, listen, I got. Or I mean, I'm not saying trap me, but I think she was trying to like if I was dumb enough to do it, she would, two kids with her, she'd be like, this ain't gonna be with me forever.
Well, I mean, technically, she already got you forever. Listen, don't get it twisted when, you know, people say, nah, once kid get 18, that's it, I'm done. Nah. As long as that child is alive, you gotta be a dad all throughout that kid's life. And as long as mom's alive, mom's gotta be there too. So technically, I mean, if she's thinking about trying to trap you, it's not even about trying to trap you. Y'all already gonna be in each other's life.
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, indifferent. It doesn't matter. You already going to fucking be there. So all that other just having a baby, shit, just to have a baby. Come on, that's fucking ridiculous, y'all. See, y'all.
If you really want
to hit her head.
Think about adopting. You got plenty of kids out there that need this.
That's true. Good point. Adopt a kid before all of the white people get them. Good point. Good point.
All right, we got about 3 minutes left to go on the show. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout out to everybody who was on the panel tonight. Tune in next week. Next week, our pizza artist will be panel member Lucky Me. He's going to send me a joint. He's going to be our featured artist. You know, he talks a good one. So we're going to, you know, put his stuff out there. So let us know what you think, you know, for next week's show. Also, too, going to have more topics, more parties, things like that. Like I said, thanks, everybody. This is our tour, the first of many for pregame radio. Wow. Dudes are riding bikes out on the block already. See, it get hot. People lose their mind. Actually, yeah, that's what we're going to go in about, you know, next week also. You know how dudes always get crazy when the temperature goes above 50. All right, so work on that, and I'm going to get on that. Dumbass of the week, of course, as always. New music, last up. I'm Lucky Me. I want to thank everybody for coming through. I appreciate y'all, and I want to say good night. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see y'all next Saturday, 11 p.m. on the pregame. You dig?
Universal love. Universal love.
I'll see you in 5 minutes, on.
It's your girl Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Oh, and also too, I just wanted to get out, even though people may have hung up, but I know the callers online is still there, and I know y'all can still hear me. Spike TV, you guys are definitely dumbass of the week. I'm channel surfing, and y'all both got pregame too. And y'all do it after I do mine, that's real bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I always say, yeah, you guys can imitate, try to duplicate, but as far as a pregame,
there can be only one.
You guys have a good night. I'm out.